What a disaster that was. I'm not talking about Ron's update, which came a little bit early. I thought that was spectacular. I'm talking about the game. I'm talking about the morning here in Pittsburgh. It's understandable that Ron is still in Kansas City. He covered the game. But Bob, you couldn't make it in. I'll tell you what happened to me today. I walked, or at least I started walking from my house. My street wasn't plowed. Larry Richard said this was the worst day he's had in 21, 31 years of doing KDK coming in the morning. So I started to walk, Bob. And then I stopped in at Ace Hardware. I don't know, a half a mile up the road here in Greentree. And a very nice man named, and I can't remember his name now, said he would give me a ride. I went in there, and I know some of the people in there, so I'm like, this is ridiculous, but I'll get there. And then a guy was at the counter purchasing something, and he said, we're doing a bunch of plowing at Foster Plaza. Where are you headed? I said, Foster Plaza. So, Bob, what's your excuse? Why aren't you in the studio with me?
Joe, like you, I tried this morning. I decided to walk, too. So I'm halfway there. I couldn't make it. I ran out of gas. I stopped in somebody's house I don't know, and I'm talking to you from their basement.
Ronnie didn't even try.
Yeah, I know. How are you guys doing, and what shot do I have of getting home this afternoon?
None. Probably.
Maybe pretty good, Ron. A better shot than it turned out the Steelers had in the end, right?
Yeah, it sure did. Hey, let me tell you a quick story about our trip here, though. Did you happen to hear what happened to us, Joe?
I didn't. What happened to you? I think Ray Fittipaldo may have hinted toward it on Twitter.
No, he didn't hint it. He said it. We fly from Pittsburgh to Chicago Saturday. No problem. Actually, I had a seat empty next to me. I'm in like heaven when I have an empty seat next to me. So now we're in Chicago to go to Kansas City. Absolutely packed flight. We're just getting ready to push back to go to Kansas City. And the co-pilot comes on and says, well, we have a little bit of a hiccup. They're taking your captain off of this flight and putting him on another flight. And you see the cockpit door open, and the captain leaves and walks out. And the co-pilot says, the problem is we don't know when we're going to get another pilot here. I've heard of crews not showing up. I've never heard of a pilot being pulled off a flight. We're thinking that could be 3 hours, 4 hours. It turned out to be 45 minutes. But it was still harrowing. You're sitting on the plane like cattle, and you don't have a pilot.
Never good when they call in the backup. Is it, Ron?
Oh, so I'm sitting next to Ray Fittipaldo, Joe, and that's exactly – I lean over and go, Ray, this guy's a rookie. He's never flown a plane this big before. He started laughing, but he was crying, I think.
You know what they say? If you have two pilots, you have none, Ron. I would have been off that plane so fast.
But we made it, and now I got to make it home after the show this afternoon. Please let me get home. I came all this way to watch that disaster last night, and now I want to just get home.
Well, gentlemen, well, we hope you do, Ron, by the way, and I'm sure you will. If you don't, like we said last week, get a bunch of beer and barbecue, sit back, relax, and enjoy your night in the hotel. We got one more playoff game to go, hopefully to be more competitive than this one, and that's where we start. Is the same place I started every single week with you guys. What's your headline? What's your main takeaway from that debacle? Ron?
Well, mine's, you ask every week, and I have the same response every week, Joe, even after wins. They're just not very good. They're mediocre at best, and they're not very good. They're not close to being good with the elite teams in the NFL. This was sort of an indictment of having this an extra wild card with the seventh seed because Philly got blown out by Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh got blown out by Kansas City. They didn't belong in this tournament. They're not very good offensively. They're not very good defensively. They weren't very good coached up. There's just nothing to like about this team unless you like mediocre football, Bob.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. It never changed. It was the same thing time after time, and I really thought going into this game that something would change. I'll tell you this, the defense did what it had to do for the first quarter and a half, but at times you cannot continue to go three and out as they've done over and over in every first half for the seven of the last eight games. No points. You make it impossible on your defense, which is not without its challenges. But at least, you know, they provided points. They gave you a shot. Kansas City was a little off their game to the point they tried a stupid wildcat play, which probably they should never have done, and it worked right to their advantage, the Steelers. But that offense is just pathetic. It's predictable, it's pathetic, and it needs to be revamped.
Yeah, mine is it's time for change. And I'm not talking about Mike Tomlin, not yet, but certainly both coordinators, some philosophy change. The quarterback's going to have to change naturally. There's no decision there, at least as far as is there a change needed? Yeah, the decision will be who to bring in. But this was a disaster. You know, in some ways, not unexpected, right, that they would lose handily to the Chiefs. But they look like a disorganized mess on offense. And as the game wore on, a disorganized mess on defense. Did you see how many open receivers? All the miscommunications, it would appear, on both sides of the ball. It looked like a horribly coached team. The talent level is one thing. You lose. I get it. Maybe you lose by 10. Maybe you lose by 20. I don't know. But that way, to me, there's no excuse to lose that way despite the talent level. And that leads to the second question. Was it a good season, Ron?
You know what? Losing like that, I can't say it was a good season. I mean, I'm glad they made the playoffs. That gave us, you know, the last couple weeks were pretty exciting. Ben's farewell at home, somehow winning at Baltimore. You know, then the drama at the end of the Chargers and Raiders game. I'm glad they make the playoffs. I mean, when you make the playoffs, you're one of what, 14 teams out of 32. You had a decent season, but I can't say it was a good season, Bob, by any stretch. Not when you get blown out like that so many times, and not when your offense, you know, it's just unbelievable how they can't score in the first half of games.
Yeah, most of the yardage and most of the damage offensively took place later in the game when almost it seemed like the other teams are just saying, okay, we have this in the bag and we're not going to do what we did early in the game. So, those numbers are extremely deceiving. Yes, and I look at it, you could say playoffs, but looking back, if they had made that a really good game, and if I saw growth, and if you saw, you know, they took Kansas City down to the wire, I may have said, you know, at least they're rebuilding, and they still somehow made a playoff berth, which is hard to fathom. But now this has become too predictable, and it's the same. They have to make major changes to scheme and to personnel, I think, at certain areas. And unless they do that, they're going to be looking at the same sort of result next year.
Joe, let me say something real quick here. Your column today was excellent. I'm watching Mahomes last night. He's just absolutely incredible. I think this kid has a chance to be one of the all-time best. And then I watched Josh Allen take apart New England, and he has a chance to be one of the best. How about Joe Burrow in Cincinnati? One of the best. The Steelers can't compete with that. There's no way they can compete with that. But I will say this about Mahomes. He's about as good as anyone I have ever seen. What he does on the field is just magical. But, you know, you throw in a Justin Herbert. I mean, Lamar Jackson's a former MVP, and I wouldn't say he's better than fifth or sixth quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's how good these young guys are. And as Joe, as you pointed out, Mason Rudolph ain't going to be that guy. And I don't know who they're going to get to be that guy. But until they get somebody that is better than Ben is now, and maybe an offensive coordinator that's better than Canada, they got no shot. They just don't, Joe.
And maybe a couple of new offensive linemen and receivers who show up for games. But back to, was it a good season? No, it was a fun season. You know, I heard people last night in the middle of the debacle. I can't remember whether it was when Tyreek Hill was waving pom-poms or Travis Kelce was throwing for a touchdown or 73 was catching a touchdown. I mean, it was again yet another sort of nationally televised humiliation of the Steelers. People saying, man, are you glad they won? Are you glad that the Chargers lost that game now? Are you glad the Steelers snuck in? I would say yes. It was a fun season. It wasn't a good season. I mean, this didn't undo the fact that those final 2 weeks were awesome with Ben's send-off. He got the home send-off he deserved. That was a great night. He beat the Browns. Then he beat the Ravens, which led into Raiders-Chargers. And one of the most memorable nights, I would imagine, Steelers fans have ever had. I don't think what happened yesterday undid that, but it also doesn't erase the truth that, as Ron said, they're not very good. As I would say that this wasn't a good season. This didn't prove they're on the right track. Are you kidding me? I don't want to say they got in the playoffs under false pretenses, but they got there under revamped pretense. They got there with a third wild card. They snuck in by miracle. They were minus 76 in point differential. I think it was Tomlin's worst team of his whole career, Ron.
I have a hard time arguing with that. I mean, defensively, they just had no answers. I'll give them credit. You know, I think Kansas City just came out and, you know, didn't get off to a good start. Obviously, you know, the scoop and score by Watt, you know, I think that pissed off Mahomes. What are they running a wildcat for when you got the best quarterback in the world?
Yes.
Now, I know later, you know, Kelsey threw a touchdown pass, but it seemed like it woke up Mahomes. And once you kick that bear, man, you better run for cover because he's gonna bite you. He threw for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns, and they made it just look easy. So no, it was an embarrassment way the season ended. You know, we can rip Canada all we want, and deservedly so. We can rip Ben, and deservedly so. I thought the wide receivers absolutely stunk last night, and Tomlin, you know, he bit off his words. He all but said it. That they stunk last night.
All stunk except one guy. Who was it?
Ballage, of course.
James Washington.
I thought you were going to say Ballage.
I predicted Washington to score a touchdown. Do you remember?
I do not remember that.
Horse, can you confirm that? I said James Washington will score a touchdown in this game. Yes? James Washington. Plays of 30-plus yards, 0.5.
I thought you were talking
Joe.
About.
Joe said it would.
I thought you were talking about Ballage. He got in the game and got carries.
I know. I picked the over of 0.5 carries. Should Tomlin have benched Deontay at any point in that game?
I don't know what happened to that guy. You know, 3 weeks ago, you know, it was almost like when he didn't get picked to the Pro Bowl, despite having better stats than most of the receivers who were picked, it seemed like he pouted it and totally lost his focus. He was running the wrong routes. He had a false start penalty. How many drops did he have? I don't know who you're going to put in if you take him out.
James Washington.
I don't know that he's the answer either. But what a disappointing finish for Deontay, Bob.
Yeah, maybe he needs more tennis balls thrown at him. I don't know. But all of a sudden that concentration went away and he started dropping critical third down and short, you know, and if you're an offense like that, you have to be able to move the ball a little bit to give your defense, for no other reason, a rest. And the defense has its challenges, there's no question, but I think it was hung out to dry by the offense, and that's been a repeated theme as well. So you know, the bottom line is they need a lot of change, and it's hard to imagine they can do it in 1 year. The draft is not designed to do that, especially when you're picking 20th. It's very difficult to maneuver around to get somebody you might want higher than 20. And if so, how much draft equity are you willing to part with since they got seemingly burned with Devin Bush and moving up to number 10? And the returns on that have not been good, which leads to another decision they're going to have to make. What do they do with him in terms of a fifth-year option?
Well, we'll get into all of that for sure. I mean, Deontay Johnson, what happened to this guy? It started, he hasn't had a 100-yard game since December 5th, the Baltimore home game. He had 2 touchdowns in that game. And then you're right, Ron, he didn't get named to the Pro Bowl. And then he started dropping balls again. He had the fumble in one game. Which game was? No, that was before that. That was Detroit.
That was the Kansas City game.
And the Kansas City game. And he had the big fumble in Detroit against Detroit, too. In overtime. He got the big pass, caught it, ran down the field, and fumbled.
I remember him fumbling in Kansas City without being hit.
That, too. And a bunch of drops. And, yes, running the wrong route. I mean, this is a guy who came out last week and said, when we win, you'll recall. And then Claypool, I don't know if it's just Ben not going to him or nothing happening when he does. It was. And then Freiermuth was even on the wrong page with Ben. It just looked like such a disorganized mess. And what a crime for the offense not to give any help to the defense yet again. And the defense under Tomlin and Butler has now become the only defense in the history of professional football, at least the NFL version, to give up 40-plus points in three straight playoff games. And the one before that, New England scored 36 and could have scored 50 if they want. But they've set a record here. I mean, that is embarrassing for a franchise whose calling card is defense, Bob.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I think last night, if the offense had put together one drive at least to top that 7-0 lead to make it 14-0, you know, who knows what happens then. You put them in a hole, probably still the same outcome, but at least give them a chance. They were on the field far too much, but this defense is getting burned the same way. You look back and watch the tape of the game from Jacksonville, and it's yes. The same sort of problems. You know, in the middle of the field, there are guys wide open a lot, and it doesn't seem to change. And last night, Kelce got off to kind of a slow start, and then all of a sudden, he's running wild in there. And no matter what you do up front, Mahomes' mobility will give him a chance to look the field and throw to those openings. And, Ron, it was glaringly obvious that they couldn't cover anyone again in the middle of the field.
No, they couldn't. And you know, I'm not the biggest stats guy in the world, but this one I noticed it just took my breath away almost. The Chiefs scored on five possessions in a row after the Steelers went up 7-0. At 35-7, midway through the third quarter, at that point, Mahomes was 25 of 34 for 337 yards and five touchdowns. Ben was 6 of 15 for 23 yards. Those numbers, I can't even make them up. You can't make those numbers up, can you?
No, and you can't make up this one either. In three games against the Steelers, Mahomes is 76 for 97. I could stop there and we could ponder it all day and not be able to comprehend it. It's like infinity. 76 for 97 for 992 yards, 14 touchdowns, and one interception. If anybody out there, and I know there are some stats freaks out there, can find a three-game stretch, any quarterback against any team, three starts in a row, that are more impressive than that, I would love to see it. Unless, of course, it's Brady in Foxborough against the Steelers. I went back and looked, and at one point, after they blew out the Steelers in the AFC title game, Brady against Tomlin Butler defenses, or I should say just Tomlin defenses, because he was the common denominator there, 22 touchdowns and no picks. So if you took those two numbers, Ron, you'd have 36 touchdowns and one pick between Mahomes and Brady.
and
36
you know what?
And one. Listen, they're great against everybody, but they're not that great against everybody. I mean, it's incredible.
The other numbers that really that shook me, you know, the Steelers have lost their last four playoff games, given up 43 points a game, 0.25 points a game, 43.25 in those four games, and have been outscored by an average of two touchdowns in all four of the games. They're scoring 29-5, and we know a lot of those points came in garbage time. I don't know how a defense in a playoff game can give up an average of 43 points a game.
No, that's absolutely true. And those, I think that's a record that Mahomes set. You talked about the five touchdown passes. They came in the shortest amount of time that any team or any player has ever produced them, I think, in NFL history. I was looking at that this morning, and there's no way to verify. It's hard to go back. But I think that's the quickest five touchdown passes.
It is. In NFL history. Yep.
NFL history.
Playoff
that's
history.
That's
playoff
pretty
history.
Embarrassing. Playoff yep. history. That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
I mean, every week we're talking about numbers like this. The run defense, not scoring in the first half. It's unbelievable. It really is. Every week we're talking about the Steelers making history and not in a good way. And the offense has had its share of blame, or should, I should say, have its share of blame in these playoff games. And every one of them, they're helping to bury the team early in the game. Every single one, Jacksonville, Cleveland, and this one yesterday. But that leaves us in an interesting spot here, because a lot of people will tell you and remind us, hey, a lot of teams have it worse in the NFL. A lot of teams would like to be talking about their playoff problems. Of course, the Steelers have missed multiple times in recent years too. So are we to be satisfied? Are you to be satisfied as a Steeler fan? Are they doing just enough to prevent Art Rooney and the apologists out there from making major change? Because they're hovering around 500. They're getting to the playoffs. At least you're not the Lions. Is that good enough, Ron?
No, it isn't good enough. But, I mean, again, there is something to be said to be competitive to the end of every season. You know, we haven't had any of those 2-14, 15 seasons, and now maybe you need one to get a quarterback. But I think there are going to be major changes this year. I've already written my piece for tomorrow. Ben's gone. The list of free agents that they could lose is really long. We don't know if Tua is going to come back. They got to find a new line coach. Canada could be fired. Butler could retire. Kevin Colbert could retire. I can't ever remember an offseason of change like the one we're going to have this year. And, you know, and change sometimes scares people. Sometimes it isn't any good. Sometimes it performs wonders. But, I mean, I'm certainly willing to try a lot of change now, Bob.
Bob, let me jump in and I'll throw it right to you. Ron, when you say, and I know what you mean, you know, they're competitive to the end of every season. But that also depends on how you define the word competitive, because we just spent 20 minutes talking about how they're not competitive at the end of every season. In fact, they're very non-competitive when it gets to the biggest game of the season, should they get there. You know what I mean?
No, I absolutely get what you mean. We also said that, you know, we were glad they made the playoffs this year, that those last 2 weeks were a lot of fun, and I feel that can be true too. What they're doing right now isn't good enough. No playoff win since in 5 years, and getting blown out in the last four, it isn't good enough. They got to make some changes. You see all these other teams that have it theoretically worse making change, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And it's also, you know, cyclical nature of sports too. Everything is designed so that, you know, you have more of a parity outlook, and that means you're going to have some bad years thrown in there. And they've tried to, you know, cosmetically get by those years and, you know, perhaps deserve credit for that for trying. But what it's doing is it's making everything remain the same and not making a step forward. So, you know, you mentioned the list, Ron. It is a lengthy list. I looked at it. They're going to have to make so many decisions. They have money to spend. You can see a massive overhaul of this roster here as well. You're talking about coaches. What about players? A whole bunch of players may be going, and there are going to be a whole bunch of new players coming in. So it's going to be a fascinating offseason from that point of view, Ron and Joe.
Well, we can talk about all of that coming up. It's so interesting. Ron and I talked about this last week, this very topic. It is absolutely admirable that Tomlin has not had a losing season. That's admirable. But it's also built on the irony that the losing season they had before he got here is the number one reason he hasn't had a losing season, because it allowed them to draft Ben. Mm-hmm. And there's also the idea, depending on how you look at things, that they're in the worst possible place a professional sports franchise could be, cycling around 500 most of the time, and in mediocrity. You know, this is not where you want to be. So I think there's two ways to look at that, never having had a losing season. Ron, I'll give you a crack at that when we come back, and we'll get into more about the actual game and the future, and you can certainly weigh in today. 412-928-9370. Did the Steelers have what you would call a good season?